Today's Froggy 99.9, number one for new country, as we do every week. Talk to Nell Minow, the movie mom, getting movie perspective from a parent's point of view. And we're talking a day early because of the Independence Day celebration. This long holiday weekend, movies are starting up early, and we wouldn't want anybody to miss the good movies, right?
We wouldn't want anyone to go to the theater without knowing what to see. Well, I got a good one for families this week. It's called Earth to Echo. It's not a classic by any means. It's a little bit Goonies, a little bit E.T., but it's a kind of a cute one, and it has a gimmick, which is that all of the footage that you're watching supposedly was shot by the kids themselves. So you see them with movie cameras, and they've got kind of a Google Glasses thing. They are documenting what's going on themselves. Now, that means that adults who watch it may feel a little seasick, but kids will enjoy the kids' perspective as three friends go off on an adventure and meet a little alien that looks like a robot owl and have to get the alien back to his rocket ship or her rocket ship before the bad guys get there. It's a very kids' perspective kind of story about the way they look at the world. So I thought it was nicely done. We don't get many movies for that sort of fourth to eighth grade age range, so I'm always happy to see one like that. Then we also have a disappointing movie from Melissa McCarthy. Listen, I love her as much as everybody else, loved her since The Gilmore Girls, but in this movie that she co-wrote with her husband who directed, she just doesn't do herself justice. You know, she does that same crazy, over-the-top, dumb but arrogant character that we've seen before so many times. Then she does sort of a turn, and we're supposed to feel sympathetic and sorry for her, and that just doesn't work at all. So even though it's got a great cast, including the fabulous Susan Sarandon, that just reminds us that she was in a better movie called Thelma and Louise that was pretty much the same idea about two women on the road together. So a disappointing movie from Melissa McCarthy. I'm not recommending that. But I do have a good date movie this week called Begin Again with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley, written and directed by the guy who did Once. And it's pretty much the same movie because, once again, it's the story of two people who are really sort of down on their luck, find each other, make some beautiful music, a bittersweet love story, great supporting cast, including Adam Levine. He's People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive right now, the guy from Maroon 5 and The Voice. His voice friend CeeLo shows up, too, and the music is lovely.
I did see the actors being interviewed, and Adam Levine says he's kind of got the acting bug now after starring in this.
He's very good.
Okay, and that's what I was going to say. So can he act?
Yeah, he definitely is very good. You know, I have a theory, and we see this a lot with people like Tim McGraw. I believe that if you are a really good singer, then you're 90% of the way toward acting, too, because singers are telling stories, you know? And singers also have, of course, a great sense of timing, and timing is so important in acting.
I'm kind of looking forward to seeing Adam Levine's debut acting.
Yeah, and he's playing a guy who's a nice guy, but who lets the success, the sudden success, go to his head, and he makes him into a real character. He doesn't overdo that at all. He does a really nice job.
And it is Independence Day weekend, so your movie recommendation to rent?
The movie I recommend every year on the 4th of July, and that, of course, is 1776 with the singing and dancing, Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, all that good stuff. So while you're out there with the barbecues and the fireworks, let's remember what it is that we're celebrating. Next week, we're going to go back to the Planet of the Apes.
You know, I'm not going to want to talk to you next week because I have a thing about monkeys. I think it started with the flying monkeys and the Wizard of Oz, Planet of Apes. The first one that came out kind of scared me, and the thought that monkeys are so much like us and could take over the world.
Yeah, this one does look super scary, I have to say. So we'll just come up with a safe word for you. Yeah, we'll call them bananas or something.
And I won't know what that means.
Right.
Thank you for calling us a day early. Have a fabulous celebration of the Independence Day weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll chat again next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.